I just thank you for this morning. God, I ask that you help me to flow through this and connect the things that I feel like you've put on my heart this week and in the previous weeks as well, God, that you would just help me to communicate it clearly, and that your heart would be brought forth. Your heart, God, is all I desire to bring forth, because your heart is the only thing that overcomes. It's the only thing that gives us the ability to overcome and to just move through this life and through these things that we go through. God, it's your heart for us that carries us. And so, God, I just desire to share forth your heart. Just anoint this time. I thank you for that it's been anointed since we gathered together. And I just thank you for worship, and I thank you for your presence in this place. And I just, man, you're just so good, Dad. We just love you and we thank you in your name. Amen. So I'm going to start in Proverbs 18, I believe. Last week, I was just thinking about, now I hope I can tie these together and I hope I can make this make sense, what the Lord was speaking to me. Proverbs 18, verse 21. I'm going to just read that, but then I might go back up and read a couple other things in Proverbs. And I'm in the Passion Translation, but 18:21 says, "Your words are so powerful that they will kill or give life, and the talkative person will reap the consequences." So he laid this scripture on my heart. So then he also laid Ephesians, I got to look and see where I have it in my notes. Ephesians 6. So let's go to Ephesians 6. So then he laid Ephesians 6:12 on my heart, which says, I'm in the Passion, "Your hand-to-hand combat is not with human beings, but with the highest principalities and authorities operating in rebellion under the heavenly realms." I'm going to switch to, because I want the different wording here. Let's see what the Amplified says. "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood." Another version, I believe it's the King James, it says, our wrestle is not against flesh and blood. So to me, if you're wrestling, like, I just think of wrestling in the natural. I think of my nephew's matches and, right, like, you're wrestling. So, like, there's interaction. There's struggle. There's strife. There's an actual, and so here's what I felt like the Lord told me. And just think about this week. I thought, what if the words that we speak actually are like ammunition for the enemy? What if the words that we speak, and I'm not talking about being paranoid about what, but I'm just saying, like, being aware, what if what I speak outwardly actually gives the enemy my next move? Because that's what wrestling's all about, right? It's about anticipating what your opponent is going to do, right? It's about anticipating that, and then it's about, okay, what counter move can I do to get out of the move he's about to put me in? Okay? So I felt like there's something connected, because if we believe the scripture that there is power of life and death in the tongue, if we really believe that, then we need to be aware, and we need to guard how we speak, right? Like, and I don't know, I was like, wow, God, what if I'm making it harder, like, for my own self even? What if what I'm speaking out is actually speaking forth and showing the, like, right, like, giving the enemy ammunition against me, or against somebody in my life, or against another body of believers? Like, what if what I'm speaking forth is actually increasing the wrestle of what somebody else is going through? And does this make sense? Like, is this like, I don't know. Like, for me, I was like, whoa, God, I want to actually speak forth life so that they would be able to pin the opposition, right? Like, so that every believer in my life that I know and don't know, that I would actually be able to even give them ammunition against the enemy, that what I speak forth would actually help them to overcome, right? And I know that sometimes it's difficult and we just don't, We've just talked a certain way, or we focused on things, and I hate when I do that. I'm just saying me. Like, sometimes if I'm in a group of people, it's just easy to maybe come in alignment with the negativity or with like the things even that they're saying, or like and then it's like, whoa, you know, man. I'm sorry. I don't want to give ammunition to the enemy. I don't want to speak even when I'm and even in my alone time, like what are my thoughts? Like, am I coming in alignment with the thoughts of the enemy? Am I coming in alignment with the thoughts of the enemy for over my life, over the, you know, people in my life? So I just thought it was interesting that he put these two together for me. And then, so then he took, I've been in Romans 12, so we're going to go there. So life and death, ammunition for the enemy. And then we're going to go to Romans chapter 12. And therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies, dedicating all of yourselves, set apart. I'm gonna switch back to the Passion. Beloved friends, what should be our proper response to God's marvelous mercies? To surrender yourselves to God to be his sacred living sacrifices and live in holiness, experiencing all that delights his heart. Living in holiness will enable us to experience all that delights his heart. For this becomes your genuine expression of worship. Stop imitating the ideals and opinions of the culture around you. Here we go. Right? Let's guard against like coming in alignment and in agreement with the ideals and opinions of the culture around you. Like, people say all the time how horrible Freeport is, how it's like, you know, blah, 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 blah. And I want to speak life into what God has desired for this city from when he created it. Right? Like, that's what I want. I don't want to come in agreement with the culture and the opinions of people who are speaking death over our city. I don't want to give the enemy any more ammunition than he already has to bring death into our city. Because we invite, right? If there's power of life and death in our words, then what are we speaking forth and inviting, actually inviting in then? Right? If we're speaking forth those things, then why are we dumbfounded when we're wrestling with these things in our city? It's because we're probably speaking them forth. It's probably because we're coming into agreement with the lies of the enemy over our city. All right. But be inwardly transformed by the Holy Spirit through a total reformation of how you think. This will empower you to discern God's will as you live a beautiful life, satisfying and perfect in his eyes. God has given me grace to speak a warning about pride. I would ask each of you to be emptied of self-promotion and not create a false image of your importance. Instead, honestly assess your worth by using your God-given faith as the standard of measurement. And then you will see your true value with an appropriate self-esteem. In the human body, there are many parts and organs, each with a unique function. And so it is in the body of Christ. For though we are many, we've all been mingled into one body in Christ. This means that we are all vitally joined to one another, with each contributing to the others. God's marvelous grace imparts to each one of us varying gifts. So if God has given you the grace gift of prophecy, activate your gift by using the proportion of faith you have to prophesy. So in this, right, we're all connected. And if we're believers, then we are all connected. So it makes sense that what we speak forth, right, will either bring forth life or it'll bring forth death. Like, it's, wow, God is so good. If your grace gift is serving, then thrive in serving others well. Pretty simple. If you have the grace gift of teaching, then be actively teaching and training others. If you have the grace gift of encouragement, then use it often to encourage others. If you have the grace gift of giving to meet the needs of others, then may you prosper in your generosity without any fanfare. So may you, right? So if you have the grace gift of meeting others' needs, then prosper in your generosity without anyone ever knowing you're doing it. That's what he's saying. If you have the grace gift of giving, okay. If you have the gift of leadership, be passionate about your leadership. And if you have the gift of showing compassion, then flourish in your cheerful display of compassion. So he's just saying, whatever gifts that God has given you, if you just begin, you just focus on that, right? Like if we just focus on that, then and do it to the very best of our ability that he has given us, that's all we need to do. So then let the inner movement of your heart, tells us how to treat one another. Let the inner movement of your heart always be to love one another and never play the role of an actor wearing a mask. Despise evil and embrace everything that is good and virtuous. Be devoted to tenderly loving your fellow believers as members of one family. Try to outdo yourselves in respect and honor to one another. Can you imagine if we were living this? Like if we truly, if we truly were trying to outdo yourselves in respect and honor of one another, there would never be offense, there would never be strife, there would never be division, because we would just be so humbled to honor the other one. Like it would just be, there would be no room for anything else. Like I don't really understand what this really looks like to live it out. Like how do I honor those around me? I don't know. Like, I feel like if we live this, people would be flocking to the church. Like, I feel like if we live this way, it would be so different, because in our culture and in our society, it's every man for themselves and do whatever you need to do, right, to make yourself better or to get up another whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like this is like complete opposite of that. This is saying deny yourself and let somebody else maybe even have what was coming to you. That's tough. That's a tough one. Be enthusiastic to serve the Lord, keeping your passion toward him boiling hot. So what if the key to keeping our passion boiling hot is how we treat one another? Ooh, ouch. I need growth. I just find it interesting that he says that right after he's telling the body of believers how to treat one another. Hmm. radiate with the glow of the Holy Spirit and let him fill you with excitement as you serve him. Let this hope burst forth within you, releasing a continual joy. Don't give up in a time of trouble. It says the Aramaic can be translated, bear your affections bravely. Bear your afflictions bravely. Ooh. Bear your afflictions bravely. That's tough. Because there's some tough stuff that we go through. And then it says, but commune with God at all times. So if we're braving our afflictions bravely, that means we're still communing with God. Even in the midst of affliction, right? If we're bravely bearing our afflictions, then we are still communing with God at all times. Take a constant interest in the needs of God's beloved people and respond by helping them. And eagerly welcome people as guests into your home. Here we go. Here's how they tie together. Speak blessing, not cursing, over those who reject and persecute you. He calls us higher. He calls us higher because the law was, right, obviously walking with the enemy so many miles, and then Jesus said, okay, but you need to go an extra mile. Like, the law requires this, but my heart calls you higher to go another mile. And so, right, it's easier for us to speak blessing over people that are friends with us. It's easy for us to speak blessing over people who bless us, right? It's a whole nother level of living higher when we can speak blessing and not cursing over those who reject and persecute us. Man. And the only place we can do that is living at the feet of Jesus. And he's the one that enables us to do that. All right, so celebrate with those who celebrate and weep with those who grieve. Live happily together in a spirit of harmony and be as mindful of another's worth as you are your own. Don't live with a lofty mindset, thinking you are too important to serve others, but be willing to do menial tasks and identify with those who are humble-minded. It says, the Greek text is ambiguous and can mean either be willing to do menial tasks or associate with the lowly. This translation incorporates both. All right. Never hold a grudge or try to get even, but plan your life around the noblest way to benefit others. Do your best to live as everybody's friend or to live at peace with all people. Beloved, don't be obsessed with taking revenge, but leave that to God's righteous justice. For the scripture says, vengeance is mine and I will repay. And if your enemy is hungry, buy him lunch. Win him over with kindness, for your surprising generosity will awaken his conscience. And God will reward you with favor. Never let evil defeat you, but defeat evil with good. So I just wanted to leave you guys, and like I just felt like there's this connection of just being mindful. More mindful, more aware of what we speak forth and what our words actually carry and what they maybe right? They're either carrying life or they're carrying death, according to the word. I don't read anywhere else where there's an in-between. And if somebody else has, let me know. Like, I don't read an in-between. Like, there's a place here, you know, it's either bringing forth life or bringing forth death. And I find it interesting that, too, we are connected. And how we treat each other is important. And I don't know, it's just been really on my heart, just speaking life over one another and making each other's walk easier, right? And not giving the enemy ammunition. And I know sometimes it's we have opinions and we have thoughts and right? I get that. I'm just saying that it's important that we are just aware of what we're speaking forth. That's all. And so I just wanted to communicate that. I hope that it all connected. I just think it's important that we speak life and not death. And all right. Well, God, I just thank you for this morning. And God, I ask that you help me to live higher. I want to come up higher. I want to live out. I genuinely desire to just live out the scripture and what you desire for your people. I genuinely desire to see your people walk in the fullness of what you have for them. So show me, God, how to live out what you've called me to live out, so then I can speak forth into others and call them higher to live out what you've called them to live out. And I thank you for the giftings of each and every person in here. And I just thank you that you make room for them. I thank you, God, that we are learning, that we are growing, and that we are moving in what you would have us to move in. I thank you, God, that we are honoring one another above ourselves. I thank you, God, that we are... that we are just seeking you for how to live this life with you and with one another well. I thank you that you are moving us and that you have us in your strong right hand, God. And I just pray that throughout this week there would just be such an awareness of who you are, and that we get to speak forth all you would desire us to speak forth, and we get to just create life. We get to speak life. We get to speak to things that maybe are decaying or have been dead, and we get to come and we get to speak to them, and they have to listen. It has to listen, because life is what you desire, and so we just thank you for it. Go with us now and just be with us and saturate every ounce of our being, and whatever it is that we're doing today, God, may we just have an awareness that you are with us and that you love us, and may we just speak forth life everywhere that we go. In Jesus' name, amen.